quit.
Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Make it quit doesn't make any sense. Let's see now. How do I get to meet Sarah Nix? Where is that?
I could set that up for you.
How does one meet Sarah? Sarah, you want to respond to that?
I didn't write that card. No.
Okay, all right. I'm going to let you worry about that problem then. Mark Jaberg. Jaberg. Howard's Grove. Minister. Jaberg. Jaberg. Why am I here? Oh. Possible sermon topic. Huh? Tomorrow. It's tomorrow. Okay, work with this experience, this feeling you're having here. Put it into a sermon. You got it. Made. Go what? Go too long? Okay, another sermon. Going too long. No, okay. I don't know why you're here. Someone drag you here? Minister?
Two months ago, my wife said, let's go to Hawaii. Yeah. And we went to Hawaii a month ago. Yeah. Wednesday, she said, let's come here. Yeah. Here we are.
My wife. He works in strange ways, doesn't he? And so does she, let's face it. Okay, Hawaii and here. Those are the two things you got so far? Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, you take orders well. That's the main thing. What's your ideal first date? Dana wants to know. Where's Dana? Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
You have to understand it would be my first date in 30 years. So there's that to it, you know. So a little hard to say exactly how I would approach that.
Well, what was your ideal first date? 30?
Who remembers? You know how long ago that was? First date? I don't know. I remember going to a movie with a girl, Sonny, Sonia Berman. We called her Sonny. We went to a movie. We went to see A Sound of Music, Uptown Theater in Milwaukee, whatever year that was. Sat behind some nuns. And I actually... I might have held her hand. I don't know. I certainly thought about it for about half the movie, which wasn't that great anyway. And that was my actual first date ever. And that was it. So.
It's lovely. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it was very lovely. It was very lovely. I don't recommend that as an approach. Sitting behind nuns at Sound of Music is not good. How are we doing time-wise?
Short. We have about a minute.
Oh, we have about a minute. Okay. Okay. 15 hours from Pawpaw. It's 15 hours from Papa?
Yeah, probably 16, actually. We got lost.
Yeah. Where did you get lost?
Around Pittsburgh.
Around Morgantown. Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
Yeah. What was the problem there? Bridge?
The GPS got tricky.
You use a GPS?
I'm going to try not to anymore.
Yeah. I was the map holder.
Oh, yeah. She navigates... And the GPS navigates, and between the two of them, it gets confusing.
Do they get in arguments about, you know, where the voice comes on and you argue with it?
Yeah, it does. The voice did come on yesterday. Yeah.
What did the voice say?
It said, you just go ahead and follow the GPS, and I'll look at the map. And then I said...
That was the GPS said that?
Yeah,
well, that was you.
It was, no. Yeah, never mind.
No, we turn the voice off of the GPS. Yeah. That we don't listen to that.
Is always saying, recalculating, because I don't follow their directions. So recalculate, you know, why don't you think of it in the first place? You shouldn't have to recalculate.
Yeah, we turn that off. I just look at that. And then occasionally Sam will look at the map, and she'll say suddenly, turn there. And then 45 minutes later, the GPS is saying, no, you never should have done that.
Recalculating.
Right.
Happened, yes. That did happen yesterday.
And then we got to Chicago at 6 o'clock, which was not a good idea. And the GPS took us through the city. I mean, does that make any
sense? Did it say why?
No, I'm I was trying to figure that out. But we did come at the other end.
That's a good place to end, actually. We got your name is?
Joe Herman.
Joe and?
Sam.
And Sam?
Yes.
Nice to have you. You were on the show before.
Sam was.
Yeah. And you lost. I'm so sorry. Thanks for coming all the way. Okay, we got to play the What Do You Know quiz here, because that's what we do, being a quiz show. We have to legally, for tax purposes. Who would I give the four disclaimers to? Oh, right here. Can I get you to stand up here and deliver that right now? Stand and deliver, if you would. You are?
I'm Craig Worrell.
All right, Craig, take that.
Hello, everyone. All right. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are far for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. All right, number two. Time of year you weren't for a warm car and closed garage.
Let me help you with this one. This is the time of year you want to warm the car up in a closed garage.
Ah, there we go. It wasn't the handwriting. No. No. Okay. Number three. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All right. Number four. All opinions, you like the numbers, the numbering system? All right.
I like the way you're playing with the camera here.
Okay. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. Fabulous. Thanks for my line there, Richie. Really, really. But I'm going to work on that. We'll get back to that. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them in the quiz. Chance to win fabulous prizes just for being fabulous. And knowing, you know what? He drove 15 hours. 15 hours. 15 hours.
Yes.
And that's not even including time in Chicago, right?
That includes the time in Chicago.
Oh, it does, okay.
Includes everything.
Otherwise, it would have been
the whole bit.
And your name once again is?
Joe.
Joe?
Herman.
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 Okay. Joe Herman, come on down here. You deserve it just for the effort. Yes. Come on down up here. Joe Herman. Sam did it the last time, and she actually lost on that.
You let her lose.
How do you mean I let her lose?
It doesn't happen very often.
No,
I've been listening.
Almost never. She must have annoyed me or something. Did she say something that was annoying to me? Or do you recall
saying
anything?
No, she's always
pleasant.
You
look so nice.
She trusted you.
Oh, big mistake.
I put Sam down here, but actually it's Joe. Right?
Right.
Joe Herman.
Right.
Okay.
All Michael.
Right. Yeah.
Feldman.
So how are things back there in Paw Paw?
Things are good.
Yeah.
Not so cold as this.
No, it's not. How cold does it get in Pawpaw?
Oh, we have had a cold spell, but not like this.
No.
It gets, we've been down to in the teens.
Yeah.
But not six. What is it here today?
It was five.
Five, yeah.
But it might be six by now. It was one for the longest time. It was really starting to annoy me. You know what I'm saying? It was like 1 degree, and I could see that as a transitional number. But for it to linger as long as it did at 1 degree, it didn't make sense.
Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, it was really quite something. I sort of enjoyed it for a bit. But the link, one,
all you see. Boring.
And it was zero for a while, too, but that was sort of cool.
That's exciting.
Wow, we're at zero. It's kind of exciting. I don't know why, but one is just annoying. Hate it when that happens. So what are you doing out there in Paw Paw these days, Joe?
I play music.
What are you playing?
Fiddle, guitar, sing.
Did you bring all your stuff?
Yeah, it's over at the hotel.
Okay.
You
want to
go get it?
Yeah. So are you in a band or you perform as a...
Sam and I are traveling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no kidding. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. We got a gig lined up around here?
We're going to Canada.
Canada?
Yeah, we're doing...
Did you think that's where you were... your GPS really screwed you up on that?
Yeah, right. I hear it's cold up there, too.
Yeah. Where are you playing in Canada?
Manitoba and Saskatchewan.
Yeah? You got the gig lined up or some just...
Yes, some friends or an organization out of Winnipeg called Home Roots.
Oh, cool.
They're all home concerts, so we go from one home to the next, and they feed us, and they house us. And
that's fantastic.
Give us pockets full of money.
And what are you called, so that if we want to get in on this, we know what to...
I'm Joe Herman, and this is Sam.
Yeah. But, I mean, is there a name for the group or the band?
In this case, it's just Joe and Sam, but, yeah, we have a group called Critton Hollow String Band.
Oh, fantastic.
It is fantastic.
That's so cool. All right, we got to play the quiz here because we're running a little late here, so we got to get to that right now, and we have qualifying questions. Is that how it works, Sarah Nix?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works. People call.
Do you have to wear that hood? It's upsetting to me.
Here.
Yeah, but you're wearing a black hood during my show, and I feel like you're deaf.
It's navy blue.
I feel like death is there.
Shall I give you the number now?
Yes, but
yes. Okay. The number, if people want to play the quiz, is 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Okay, of European toddlers, which are the pickiest eaters? So you got to pick a country in Europe where the children, the toddlers, are the pickiest eaters. And this has actually been studied. I don't know. I'm not sure why. Pickiest eaters in Europe among toddlers. What country would that be, Paul, in Woodstock?
Good question.
Pickiest eaters of toddlers in Europe.
Well, I'm thinking that in Scotland they have all the haggis and stuff, but that's probably going to be very upsetting to the young.
You're saying Scotland. So really what you're saying is the UK?
The UK in general, yeah.
That's right, the UK. All right. I don't know if it's the haggis in Scotland, but what? You got it, Paul.
Nice going, Paul.
Nice going. You aced that one. And, Paul, what do you do there in Woodstock these days?
I work in Chicago. I don't have to drive through it. I do take the train.
Yeah. What line are you in?
And I do proposal writing in downtown Chicago.
Proposal writing. Okay.
Not for people trying to get married or anything.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. Paul and Joe. Joe? Paul?
Hi, Paul.
Hey there.
Let's work this out, huh?
Okay. You guys are a team right now, okay? You bonded enough for that?
Sure. And Woodstock Willie the Groundhog did not see a shadow, by the way.
Oh, the Woodstock Groundhog.
Thank you for the update.
Didn't see it. Okay. Is that good or bad? I don't remember how that works.
That's good. That means we're in early spring.
Okay. All right. Because I think the other one had the same result, so very excited about that. So we have various categories here, don't we, Sarah Nix?
We do. And those categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Paul, you pick the first one.
People.
People, these are kind of survey results. Let's see if they are. Yes, get out of there, Joe. Out of 10 American people, how many truly believe that God roots for certain teams, certain sports teams? Is it 9, 5, or 3 out of 10 Americans believe that?
Oh, wow.
Americans are funny like that. Let's see.
Yeah, but to truly believe that God would root for a specific sports team, I mean, Cubs fans, we're probably different. But
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's beyond help, even divine help, I think.
I think I'd have to go with the 3.
I'm thinking 3.
3 is right, yes. All right. Okay. 3 out of 10.
All right.
That is one right and no wrong.
What's left there, Sarah?
Current events, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Okay.
Things you should have learned in school. Let's try that.
Let's see here what you should have learned. What is the evolutionary advantage of having hands that wrinkle up in the bathtub? There's no answers here. You should have learned this in school, apparently.
Evolution. Maybe it helps for gripping or something. If you've got the more wrinkles, maybe it helps with gripping or something.
You mean that, gripping like in a wet environment?
Exactly what I was going to say.
Were you?
Yeah.
That's right. That is so cool. You guys really are a dynamic duo. But now Sam is feeling so bad that you're doing your ace in this.
This is going to be a problem, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a problem on the long drive home with the GPS.
That's 2 right and no wrong.
Okay, leaving us with?
Places, science, or odds and ends.
Places, science, odds and ends. Paul, what do you think?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends, okay. If you walk up a flight of stairs to have sex, how many calories will you burn?
During the walk or later?
No, the whole event.
The whole event. Oh.
Yeah, 150, 363, or who's counting?
Who's counting, Paul?
Yeah, I would go who's counting.
Yes, we have to eliminate that because that's the gag answer. So we're left with 150 or 363 total calories walking up a flight of stairs to have sex.
Walking up the flight. How long is the flight?
How long is the sex? I mean, there's all kinds of variables here.
If you're walking up the steps of the Capitol, you know, it's probably the 360.
Why are you having sex in the Capitol?
360.
Or 150?
150 is what I was going to say.
Yeah. Oh, okay, 150. What do you think, Paul?
I think that sounds pretty good.
Holy cow, you guys are unbelievable. You won it like a 3 straight. Holy cow. Well, the way I see it, you could quit now, or you could try to get this one last right and get everything, right?
That is correct.
Okay. You want to try that?
No, I think we better quit.
You're quitting.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. We got to do this quick, though. Paul, okay. Are you in on this?
I'm in on it.
Okay, gotta get this one right and get the giant kielbasa or whatever it is these days. What's left there?
Sarah? The categories left are current events, places, or science.
Science.
Okay, science.
Is it my turn?
Yes. The Zeigarnik effect. Zeigarnik. I'm sorry. The Zeigarnik effect in psychology. Is it the flight, fight? Or when you keep telling the same story over and over again? Or fixating on unfinished tasks? In psychology, the Zeigarnik effect. Talk it over. No. After Zeigarnik, I presume. Who did one of these things, apparently?
Maybe fight, flight, you think?
Flight, fight, or when you keep telling the same story over and over.
I think it's when you keep telling the same story.
Or even fixating on unfinished tasks.
I was going to say, it's not that, but it's that fixating on unfinished tasks.
You think that was what Zeigarnik was known for?
Sort of got a feeling for that.
I think if we don't say unfinished, we're going to be unfinished.
Unfinished tasks? Yes, that's right, the Zeigarnik effect. In psychology, fixating on the unfinished. What do they want, Sarah?
Joe, while waiting in your ice shanty for the fish to bite, you can pass the time playing a miniaturized version of cribbage. Its handcrafted hardwood case has a trapdoor revealing the deck of cards and playing pins from the Duluth Trading Company. And then read Rhoda Jansen's Does This Church Make Me Look Fat? A Mennonite Finds Faith, Meets Mr. Right and Solves Her Lady Problems from Grand Central Publishing. Continue with Fat is the New 30 by Sweet Potato Queen Jill Connor Brown from Amazon Publishing. And discover 586 pounds of feminine charm, the story of Ella Mills, the last fat Lady of the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus by Pat Grand from Behringer Publishing. Paul, you'll start your day with the richly satisfying breakfast blend and continue that Java vibe with the flavorful, rich Costa Rican Terrazzo, precision roasted in Madison by Stephen Brew Coffee, coffee done right. Then combine music and eating with Sharon O'Connor's Cooking with the Blues, New American Comfort Food and Recipes, All American Blues, featuring the music of Danny Caron Band with Charles Brown from Music Cooks. Quaff your favorite brew from a fine-looking mug from Michigan Public Television. And acquire book learning painlessly with What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
And to you. Thank you. Thanks, man. Good to see you. Congratulations. Share this with Santa. You got this.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer International. This is PRI, Public Radio International.